Star FM.
Star FM.
Pip and Dan, this morning we're checking in with Harry Greenwood. He's recently appeared in Gallipoli. You may have seen the series on Nine. It's now out on DVD. How are you, Harry?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
Really, really good. Now, Harry, there was so much hype around this starting. Everyone was so excited to watch it. And I think there was like 1.1 million people to tune in and check it out. That must be super exciting.
Yeah. No, it was really great. You know, a lot of hard work, you know, from everyone involved. So it's good to have it finally out there. And especially now that it's on DVD, it's probably the better way to watch it. You can kind of binge watch the whole thing.
It's a pretty serious and a heavy topic that you guys are undertaking and filming this, and I hear that around set things were quite realistic, like the corpses and stuff. What was it like on set?
Yeah, well, I mean, the main trench system where we were working from was actually on a rifle range. So we not only did we have the bodies kind of littering the no man's land between the trenches, we had real life bullets going off in the background, as well as blanks that we were shooting ourselves. So yeah, definitely there was a real environment that had been created that kind of allowed us to really believe in what we were, the story we were telling. And yeah, sometimes you kind of get lost in that because it's so real.
That's one thing that I was wondering while I was watching this. Do you feel now you have a real understanding what it was like for the guys when they were in Gallipoli, and now I suppose you can feel a little bit more attached to that?
Yeah, I think, you know, what we did and what I did as well, initially looking at the script and then kind of trying to do some research, I looked at a lot of the diary entries and letters that these guys wrote back home and kept to themselves. And that kind of really informed my understanding of what it was like to be on the front line.
Very powerful. And also, Harry, Wagga is a really large military town. We've got RAF, we've got Navy, we've got Army here. What did you learn? Did you learn how to march?
We had a boot camp, not really full-on one, but we had one the week before we started rehearsal, which was, yeah, more to do with marching and saluting and using the rifles we kind of did on set. But the real stuff was when we first started shooting, and we had to, for the first 3 weeks, we were running up and down these really steep ravines and gullies out at Bacchus Marsh, which is an hour out of Melbourne. And that was when we were really in it. Yeah.
Did you get the salute down? Because I've often thought I'd like to know how to military salute, but there's quite an art to it.
Yeah, there is, actually. We spent quite a few hours on that. I think I got it. It's all about the kind of, the palm of your hand is facing outward, but the placement of your pinky and your thumb and your... It's all very specific, but we're pros now. We're pros at that.
Well, maybe if we get the DVD, we'll have to zoom on in and check if you've got it right. I might get some military mates to tell me.
Yeah.
Hey, also, Harry, we were just wondering, we do this little thing with our guests called a quickie. It's 5 quick questions and some pretty simple ones. Would you be keen to do that?
Yeah, no worries.
All right, here we go. Question number 1, Chico roll or battered salve?
I'm a vegetarian. Ooh.
Maybe you could go a vegetarian spring roll instead.
I'll have that.
There you go, okay. Who would you rather be stuck on a deserted island with, Kim Kardashian or Kanye West?
Kim.
Yeah. Oh.
Better funnies. Lots of good value there, I reckon.
Yeah.
Probably less ranting going on.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, question number 3. Which Disney princess would you be?
Let's go with, what was the one from Aladdin?
Jasmine.
Yeah, her. She'd get to... you know, magic and riding on flying carpets.
That's a good answer. Okay, if you could Google anything right now, what would it be?
The Swans.
Sydney Swans AFL team?
Yeah, huge fan. Always up to date.
Awesome. And finally, question 5. Finish this sentence. My first kiss was?
In year 7 with my classmates looking on as I tried to, and we bashed teeth under the tree.
Oh, cute!
So that was quite funny.
Started out early.
Yeah.
Well, Harry, thank you so much for joining us this morning. A great insight into Gallipoli, the miniseries that was recently on Win. It is now out on DVD and Blu-ray. Make sure you get it. And, Harry, all the best and good luck with everything that's coming up for you.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Star FM.